Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Have a traffic tip? Call WWL at 504-260-INFO.
Thank you, Courtney. I'm Ian Ozan, WWL First News. Now back to Tommy Tucker on WWL AM.
Thank you both. Quickly to J.P. Burrell, New Orleans City Council member, to talk about the City Council's plan to get the mayor one way or the other to pay back these travel upgrade costs. Good morning, J.P. How are you?
Well, good morning, Tommy. I'm great.
I know you and Helena Moreno kind of did a little TV tour yesterday talking about this, and I don't know if this doesn't get the mayor's attention. I don't know what's gonna. Tell us what's going on, if you will, for people that have not been following the story or are not aware of what approach the council is going to take or could take.
Well, essentially, as many people know, the mayor did a tremendous amount, at least $30,000 in first-class upgrades on the city dime in violation of city policy. The mayor's taken the position that she will not repay it because she just thinks she's entitled to it. And it really, on two levels, one, it sets a horrible precedent that elected officials should be treated differently than regular city employees. But two, in a city where we have tremendous costs, where we have a $80 million crime plan coming up, we have a 70% increase in sanitation, the idea that in the midst of this entire incredible budget squeeze, the mayor just gets to fly first class because she wants to, it's just offensive on a level I can't even comprehend. So essentially what the council president and I have both contemplated and are working on is if the mayor is unwilling to repay the money like any other city employee, we're in looking at the different ways that we can recoup that money, including but not limited to potentially essentially garnishing our paycheck next year when we do the budget.
Did you guys reach out to the mayor about this kind of thing before or tell her what you were going to do before you had to take this step? Because I got to believe, you know, you could work some kind of back channel. She would want a way out of this, but I'm guessing not.
Well, Tommy, I mean, you and I have had this conversation. I haven't spoken to the mayor since February.
Mm-hmm.
As far as she does not believe, candidly, in working with anyone who doesn't begin their day with thinking everything she does is correct. And you know, I mean, you and I have spoken for years. Mm-hmm. My first inclination is never to argue with someone. But my position when it comes to the city council, and many of the council members feel the same, is that we don't work for the mayor of the city of New Orleans. We're not her employees. We're separately elected officials. We all have our own agendas, our own goals, and we can work together. But that work has to begin with a level of mutual respect. We both agree we can have our own opinions. The mayor's established consistently that if your opinion is not her opinion, she doesn't care. And so that's created a very difficult working relationship. Obviously, I can tell you that there were several back channel conversations, even at the highest levels of the administration, to try and resolve this, because really there's a variety of ways that this money can be repaid. I mean, it's all the travel she took was in some semi-official capacity to promote the city of New Orleans. She could have, for example, have used part of the funds from her over $1 million campaign fund to repay this money. But I think that what really has drawn this to a head, and you've seen it in all of our interviews, is that there is a sense of entitlement that the citizens of this city, who are all struggling to make ends meet, just pay for her to fly first class. And it's offensive on two levels. One, if her position is that as a black woman, she deserves to fly in first class because of the inherent injustices that face black women, then why isn't every single black woman in the city of New Orleans flying first class? I mean, that in itself is kind of, you know what I mean, Tommy?
Yeah, and, like, and the security argument falls flat, that. Too, because the security officer that she took with her was in the back and she was in the front. Again, I don't know if she was talking about COVID or not, but I can't believe the spatial distance in first class would make that much of a difference. I think what's so offensive about it, JP, is that it insults the intelligence of people, I think, is what is very problematic here. We've got to take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. Just for people that don't know, the mayor makes about $181,000 a year, which, while not independently wealthy money, is pretty good money, and that's a lot more than I would think 95% of the people in Orleans Parish make, a lot more. We'll pick it up with J.P. Moreau when we come back, 742, 18 before 8. We'll talk about the processes involved with her salary when we come back here on WWL. 747, 13 before 8, Tommy Tucker talking to Councilman-at-Large J.P. Moreau about the mayor and the money she owes the city, almost $30,000 for upgraded travel. She makes the salary closer to $182,000 a year, really, J.P., telling us before that unless you're willing to admit that everything she does is right and I guess kind of like infallibility, like the Pope, JP, then she's got no interest in it. I want to get back to this communication thing. So you've talked to staff members, but she won't talk to you? You can't get her on the phone, respond to an email, anything?
Well, I mean, essentially, we had some attempts at communication early on, but it became very evident in our brief communication that unless I was going to agree to everything that she was saying, that we couldn't have a conversation. And, Tommy, I don't agree with everything anyone says, let it alone be the mayor of the city of New Orleans. And honestly, from my perspective, I've said this many times at council, I actually don't really believe in back channels. I think that if you're going to have a serious conversation about serious issues, you should be having those conversations in public. Mm-hmm. And it's the position I've taken the 9 months I've been here. Every meeting that I have of substance with department heads regarding policy happens in a public forum. I mean, can you talk around the edges about trying to solve specific problems for different individuals, like constituents regarding a pothole? Sure. If I'm talking about policy, I don't want to have that discussion in private, mm-hmm. because I think part of the problem that we've had in the city historically is people have a whole lot of private conversations with results and not a lot getting done. And if you look at some of the big things that we've had recently, the movement on Gordon Plaza, the movement to have Lincoln Beach actually have the trash picked up there after volunteers bagged 1,000 bags of trash and the city refused to pick it up and let it re-rot on this historic black property, by having those public meetings, suddenly government started functioning again. So I think generally speaking, I mean, it's been difficult, but I think a lot of it revolves around the fact that mayors, not just this one, but the last couple have worked and the council has allowed to let their authority atrophy. And what I will tell you is we're about to enter budget season. So what people in the city are beginning to realize, especially in government, is that though the council is not particularly powerful throughout the entire year, for the next 5 to 6 weeks doing the budget, we are the most powerful body in the entire city of New Orleans for reasons like the mayor's salary. Because at this point, Tommy, we can change anything in the budget. For example, the only thing that's required as far as the mayor's discretionary budget is $5,000. Mm. That's all in the charter the mayor's entitled to as discretionary money. There's nothing that prevents the council from saying the mayor's travel budget is $5,000, period. And I'm introducing legislation in early October that is going to finally just end this discussion completely and say the city of New Orleans does not play for luxury travel, period. I'm ending this reimbursement nonsense. Because this is never going to happen again, whether it be the mayor, whether it be the council, whether it be a city employee. You should never use public funds to fly first class and the city hope you reimburse them. That's going to be a nothing after this is over with, because the mayor has shown that this is a practice that is rife for abuse.
JP, let me move on real quick here in the time we have remaining. You all had to get an outside attorney to find out if you could change her pay, as I understand it, because the city attorney refused to look into it. Stop me if I'm saying anything incorrect. David Hammer breaks a story yesterday about some funds being frozen to a nonprofit. it could go back maybe to Wisner Trust money, and you guys had a question about that. Talk me through all of that in a couple of minutes, if you can.
Sure. So the Wisner Trust, which was supposed to end in 2014, has limped along. The mayor of the city of New Orleans, on her own, which was illegal, unilaterally extended it and turned the Wisner Trust from a public board into a private board where no one can track the money. The inspector general is in the process of reviewing the Ford Together New Orleans Fund, which is the mayor's fund. And in his investigation, he's found out that a significant amount of Wisner money, that is public money, passed through from the Wisner Private Trust to Ford Together New Orleans to other entities. We're actually in the middle of litigation with the city, with the mayor, to freeze all the Wisner money itself, because A, the trust she recreated, which gave a whole bunch of city money to a bunch of private heirs that were not entitled to it, is problematic. But two, the mayor's created an environment where there is no oversight by design of Wisner money, which flows through things like the Ford Together New Orleans Fund. So the IG's got his investigation of Ford Together New Orleans. The city council hired private lawyers, as we had to, because the city attorney is conflicted, to sue the mayor in her capacity as mayor to freeze all the money for the Wisner Trust, because that is all public money. And when you talk about things like a 70% increase in sanitation, trying to pay for some part of this massive expansion she's doing of funds for criminal justice, that money all has to come from somewhere. And we can't be asking voters to ante up more money while the mayor's giving away money that voters are entitled to, because the Wisner money is all public money and it's just being given away.
It's 20 seconds left. Have you heard anything from the Justice Department? Do you know if they're looking into this, sniffing around?
I have not. So I'm not privy to anything. I haven't heard anything about that. But I will say the inspector general is very thorough, and I think he's going to give a very robust report on the status of Ford Together New Orleans and probably the Wisner Trust as well, because the money is flowing through Ford Together New Orleans.
Thank you, JP. Appreciate your time as always. 7:54, 6 till 8, time for traffic now on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.